Hi, I'm Christy Hurt, the founder of The Collab. We are a collective of brand professionals sharing our career stories. Every week, we pair up two members and they interview each other, so you'll get to hear one episode this week and one next week. You can join us too. Sign up at jointhecollab.com and then tell your story.
Hi, my name is Cassandra Hoblitz, and I'm a client strategy lead with Front Row Group in New York City. Today, I have the immense pleasure of interviewing Danielle Nielsen. Danielle is originally from Seattle, Washington, and moved into New York City after breaking into the beauty industry. Following her passion for all things beauty and writing, Danielle was able to pivot her career entirely and is now an SEO copywriter at Front Row in the Marketplace Partnership Division, writing copy for well-known brands such as Summer Fridays, Glow Recipe, Say Beauty, and more. In her spare time, she enjoys sharing product reviews on social media and has her own personal beauty blog. Welcome, Danielle!
Oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this together. Like you said before, this is really such a full circle moment for us. I actually was looking back through our texts and found the one that I sent you when I got my offer from Front Row, which at the time was Fortress. And I remember, I read it and it said like, oh my God, I got the job, which was, you know, it was just like reading those messages affirmed really how quickly life can change. And it's so special that we've both ended up where we did. And I'm such a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And if it weren't for us connecting through Collab, I have a feeling that both of our lives would look very different right now. So it just goes to show that good old fashioned cold DM or an email goes such a long way, because that's how I found you.
Absolutely. I definitely think you have to be generous and out there when you're networking, and good things come from good people. So tell me, Danielle, I know way back when I was in my Upper West Side apartment, I remember looking out the window on a gloomy day, chatting to this vibrant, beautiful, passionate woman who was really excited about getting into beauty. And at the time, you were in the Pacific Northwest, but can you tell me a little bit more about your background, kind of your growing up, your education before this point?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, otherwise known as the Emerald City, and raised by my incredible mother, Leslie. And funny enough, my grandmother came to New York from Germany in her teens, and she lived here for quite some time. So again, that's just another really special full circle moment for me now that I get to be living here as well and just be more connected to my roots. So I got my bachelor's from the University of Washington, and funny enough, I majored in education, communities, and organizations, which explored things like human development, equity studies, learning in diverse contexts, and just the basic like dynamics of organizational change. So I was like your typical college student who wasn't sure where I wanted to go in life. I didn't feel confident about my skills, but I was really passionate about working with kids at the time. So after college, I actually became a preschool teacher.
It's so funny to me that we both did a stint in education, because I think you felt the same as I did, where it cannot be more different than New York City, hard driving, fast paced, celebrity brands, the types of things we do for work now. So tell me what was the thinking process? How did you shift from teaching to wanting to do beauty? And I mean, how did you make that big leap?
Yeah, so I worked as a preschool teacher through the first year of the pandemic, but as you can probably imagine, that was pretty tough to navigate. After about a year or so, I took a pretty big risk and I ended up putting in my 2 weeks without a plan or a job lined up.
Oh, wow.
Not very smart on my end, but again, everything happens for a reason. So this eventually led me to my next role, working as a sales associate at a Black and Latina woman-owned fine jewelry store called Valerie Madison Fine Jewelry in the heart of Madrona, which is an area in Seattle for those who aren't familiar. And I got to work with the most inspiring group of women, like, again, another connection in our story of working with women and being inspired by them. And it was no surprise that I really did end up loving selling these unique, one-of-a-kind engagement rings and being able to play a small part in people's love stories. And my coworkers at Valerie Madison were really always so encouraging of my passion for beauty. It was just like a passion project on the side, right? Like, it was something I always mentioned. had an addiction to Sephora, constantly buying new products. So this was really the beginning of when I started to think about the possibility of taking that next step and having a career in the beauty space.
Oh, wow. And you know, it's so funny too, at that time, I'm sure it seemed like such a pipe dream. I mean, I don't know what the market is really like in Washington, but I feel like it's LA or New York City or bust a lot of times.
Exactly. So that was the whole thing. It was like, Seattle's pretty mundane. And that was kind of my experience growing up there. I felt like I couldn't reach new heights. I couldn't grow, especially in my career. So I knew it was going to be tough moving into an industry that I didn't have any experience on paper. And even though I'd been into makeup and skincare for so many years, this is when I came up with the idea to start a beauty blog and to get into social media to really show employers that, you know, my passion would be the driving factor to breaking into this industry. And no better place to do that than in New York City. Like you said, it's either LA or New York, right? So at the time, actually, my boyfriend, he was living here going to grad school. So it was kind of like, it makes sense for me to go out there. And so back to this whole idea of coming up with this beauty blog, this is when Glowing Pains was born. This is the name of my beauty blog that I have, with the motto that the more you know, the more you glow. And I really just wanted to take this idea and start building a community. And it's always been something that I wanted to do, but I was really scared to pull the trigger. And I kind of had one of those, if not now, then when moments. And I'm so happy that I decided to do it. So I started writing product reviews on my blog, posting reels on Instagram. And when I did initially start this, it was to help me in my career to, you know, give me that resume boost to show employers like I've got the passion. But like I said, it became more about building a community and finding one. And I'm still doing that today, which I'm really happy that even with this crazy fast-paced job I have, I still find time, or I still make time to work on Glowing Pains and build that community. So long story short, I ended up having so many interviews within the process, got so many no's, and I had to keep reminding myself, like, this is just a numbers game. Fast forward, I finally got my yes, and I actually started as an SEO coordinator at Front Row, or Fortress at the time. And they knew that I was really into writing, but at the time there was no such thing as copywriters at Front Row. Our content team was responsible for doing all the copywriting. So when I started, I was doing SEO research. So for those of you who aren't aware, SEO is search engine optimization. So I'm basically researching all of these amazing products for brands that I'm working on, kind of on like the back end side. And I worked remote for about 6 months before leaving the only part of the world that I've ever really known or to live in, and came to New York. So yeah, that was a pretty big move for me, moving across the country.
Wow. So I want to back that up a little bit and ask you to really dive into what you do as an SEO copywriter at Front Row, because I imagine similar to you, similar to me, there are members, or even if not members, people coming across this podcast on LinkedIn that are just dying to cut into the industry. And it's so intimidating to just read job descriptions on LinkedIn when you're doing your research and put a picture to what is really going to be your day to day. So I would really love you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of moving parts to my day to day, but essentially it starts from the position that I started at as an SEO coordinator. They're the ones doing the research. They give us the keywords that we want to put into the copy. And then we just, me and my coworker Emma, we're the only two SEO copywriters at Front Row currently. And we take those keywords and we create beautiful copy. We storytell, and it really helps when you know about the product. So I personally work on all of our beauty, skincare, and hair care brands. And we also have supplements as well, but I specialize in beauty. So that's my niche.
You're making us glowing.
Yes, exactly. I think it just goes back to having passion. Like, that is why I feel that my job comes with not ease, but it makes things more natural for me, because I know about the products that I'm writing about and I'm a consumer on the other side. So I think that that's something that really drew me to this role too, was like, it's going to be fun, right? Like I get to write about these products that I've been a consumer of for so many years. So it just really does come natural. And it makes me, similar to your story, like I wake up so excited to go to work and get to be working on these brands. We have so many amazing clients in the pipeline, and it really is a dream come true.
Awesome. So I talked about in my episode how when you transition, you get the dream job, the dream breakthrough, you realize you're just at the bottom of another mountain. So that being said, shifting gears completely into SEO writing, I'm wondering if there's any like educational resources that you had to use on your own to brush up on maybe the industry, but also just like the skill set, and if there's any beauty podcasts you love, or how you kind of keep the pulse on the industry and how you keep kind of sharpening your skill set.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of when I started at Front Row, it was a really teachable role, which was great for me because I obviously had no experience. So my mentors and people that I worked under just trained me so well. And again, like I know I'm sounding a little repetitive, but having that knowledge of the industry is really like the meat of it. So I think as long as you're coming in with the knowledge of whatever industry you're going into, maybe you don't have like the hard hitting skills yet, you'll get there. And it's also about the people around you. Like I was so fortunate to have coworkers, teammates who really lifted me up when I wasn't believing in myself. Like I definitely days I remember struggling in the few first months and just feeling like, am I supposed to be here? Like, am I supposed to be in this position? Like, did I, you know, sell myself too far almost? And I was kind of, it was the imposter syndrome.
Yeah, for sure.
But over time, it just like, you know, it takes time to get used to new roles, new industries. I don't actually listen to that many beauty podcasts. I just have an insane Sephora addiction. Like I buy so many products and it's a terrible habit, but
that's actually a good habit when you're, which is so funny, like how sick it is when you are a beauty girly who ends up in the beauty industry, because your toxic trait becomes silver bullet.
Exactly. And honestly, I mean, it's taken me far. Like, look where I am now. So all that money spent, all of those thousands of dollars at Sephora, it got me here. So it was worth it in my eyes.
So that being said, I'm wondering if on your blog, or maybe not yet written, but if there are some top product recommendations, I would love to hear, I mean, maybe directly from the brands that we work with at Front Row. I'd love to know like what you've used, what you've played with, because I know we get samples. And I know that even when we don't get samples, we end up so addicted and obsessively in love with brands and their products that we end up buying the things anyway. So tell me if there are any brands that you're working with now that you have recommendations from.
Oh my gosh, I could name so many, but the first ones that come to mind are definitely Glow Recipe, Summer Fridays, and Say Beauty, which are the three that we mentioned earlier. Those are really my favorite ones to work on because I love like pretty much all of their products. I'd say a new product actually that just dropped recently, and we'll be getting it, Front Row will be getting it soon, is the Glow Recipe Hue Drops. So it's their niacinamide, their iconic niacinamide dewdrops, now in a bronzing version. They are so good, so glowy. They're perfect for summertime as we like move into spring too. Summer Fridays, their skin tint is amazing. And Say Beauty, I'll say their Glossy Bounce lip glosses. So there's like a couple, three different categories for you to choose from. But you really can't go wrong with any of those brands. All of their products are like chef's kiss.
And also I feel like lip gloss is really coming back. I haven't touched it since I was a teenager because I was so oily, and I just, there's something about oil on your lips, oil on your face that I couldn't get behind. No, I couldn't get behind it.
It's like year of the lippy is really, there's so many brands coming out with like lip oils are really hot right now.
Yeah, like Gizu, and then I know Merit has a really amazing one.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's insane, but I think this year it was like year of the concealer and also lip glosses. I'm seeing a lot of brands coming out with new concealers, different formulas. They're playing around with different things. But yeah, like I said, I love it all. It's hard because I have such a love for every single product I use.
Oh my gosh, definitely. So what is next for Danielle? I'm so excited for you again. Just reiterating, it's so amazing to see how much you've grown in such a short period of time, which is really a testament to you as a professional, to your grit. You know, like you said, you've had to travel across the country for this job, which is not easy. It's scary. There's so many different adjustments happening at the same time. So what do you see coming next for you on the horizon?
This is kind of a corny saying, but like the world is your oyster. That is really how I feel in living in New York City.
The world is your compact, Danielle.
Right? I love my job. I'm so happy with where I'm at. I feel like like you said, I'm going to be reaching so many new heights at Front Row, but I've also taken up some other endeavors with more copywriting, but in a little bit of a different lens. I recently started writing a newsletter for a really good friend of mine, two friends of mine that started a new brand here in New York called Good Old Girls Club, is basically redefining networking for women. It can be really tough being a woman and trying to network. It's scary. And they are creating this amazing community to really just reimagine, redefine, rewrite that path, or rewrite that story, I guess. And I'm so grateful to be a part of that. So that's just like a side hustle passion project I've got going on. But it's fun to step into a different world outside of beauty, but still getting to do what I love, which is writing. So it's really just about building more community here and laying more roots down in New York. I don't want to say like I know where I'm going to be in the next 5 years because I definitely don't, but I think I'm on a really good path and I'm really excited about what's to come.
Amazing. Well, Danielle, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for your time today. And thank you to the collab for having us both.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here for the Collab Career Stories podcast. Please follow us on social media at Join the Collab and sign up to become a member and share your story at jointhecollab.com.